another type, but they do come away fairly easy. They're good eating peach, but we do have what's called a clear seed, I believe. It separates easier than that.
And how about a pressed peach? What is
that mean? Well, I really don't know enough about peaches to tell you too much about it.
Okay, and beans that don't have to be shelled?
That's snap beans,
and
corn beans.
Do have to be shelled, then would be the...
Well, there's different types of those. We have canned beans, but they have been shelled. They have to be shelled. Now, these pole beans, snap beans, don't have to be shelled.
Mm-hmm.
I grow them.
If you shell them, do you call most of them butter beans?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the tops of turnips and beets? The carcass above the ground.
Turnip salad.
Uh-huh. And corn that you just shuck and boil and eat with your fingers?
Roast meal.
And little animal that's black with a white stripe, better not scare him or he smells pretty bad.
Cold cat.
And little creature that maybe quite, maybe it's this smaller, maybe this big, and hops. And some of them live on land and some in the water. And it hops.
Well, I don't really know. We have rabbits and hops and
I meant the smaller
frogs.
Frogs, bullfrogs in water, is that it?
Yeah.
What is there on land? What do you call them?
Well, to begin with, they call them tadpoles.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
They'd
be in water, right?
Yeah, they'd be in water.
You call them toad frogs?
Toad frog is a different species of frogs. They don't grow as large as your bullfrog.
You say it's on land?
Mostly in the water, near the water. And he'll get out and feed some, but he's where he can, usually where he can hop in.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of folks will eat their legs, frog legs.
Uh-huh. And what's the type that lives in trees and make a sound? Some people say it's you can tell if you hear him sing, it's going to rain.
Rain frog.
Uh-huh. And a bug that sends off light at night.
Cricket.
Where he flies around and he sends off light.
As lightning bug.
And a bug that's about this long and he's got very filmy wings. He flies around and he hovers and he darts over here and he hovers and darts over here. It's very filmy wings. And he's about that long.
Cedar hawk.
Do you ever call them snake doctors?
I don't know them by that name.
And the bug that builds a nest out of mud under your eaves.
Catawba. I mean, they are. We have wasps, yellow jackets, and dead dogs.
Good job, Bruce.